We are recording. Good evening. I call this Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting on unbelievable November already, November 1st, 2023. I am Janice Redondo.
Lori Houston.
Lois Hall.
Jill Perkins.
And Brian is excused this evening. Judy Metz, our adorable as a button secretary. I do believe William left, so Mr. Brian Seeley, if you would do the invocation, please all rise, and after the invocation, we'll do the pledge.
Yeah, you can do it there.
Wherever you're comfy.
I'm fine here.
Okay.
Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful this evening for this opportunity to gather together in a celebration of this new artwork in our community. We're grateful for the health and strength to be in attendance. We're grateful for the freedom that we enjoy in this country to meet and be able to have meetings like this and to enjoy one another's company. We're grateful for the blessings of freedom that we still enjoy in the United States. And we're thankful for one another as community members and friends. We ask that blessings to be with us in all that we do and say, that we might be positive and uplifting to those around us. So we ask this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Brian. Where's the flag?
Back there.
That way.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I also want to make sure that we say a super thanks to Judy for bringing back some Sugar's Good Food. Yay! This evening, thank you, Judy.
Thank
and
you.
The TLC kids, those cute little bugs, wherever they went, for helping. That was wonderful. Keep it going for Mr. Clint Brill. We loved hearing you. I'd like you to come to every meeting because you have a soothing thing that some of us need. Thank you, thank you. We have Chief Steven with us. Joe D is here. Vern, Metro. And Mark. Hi, Mark. Okay, that public comment, first one's always a little goofy. It's for things on the agenda, which we're going to get right to in a second. So let's go right to approving the minutes. Give me a motion for tonight's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of tonight's big...
Who made the motion?
Minutes.
Jill.
That was for... She made for the agenda.
Oh, she did the agenda?
Yeah.
That's what you said, isn't it?
No.
Did I say agenda?
Yes.
Okay, well, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. Jill made the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you.
Am I tired? Approval of the agenda for tonight. Any hold... Combine delete motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for November 1st, 2023.
As written, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Lois. Okay, informational items. Dedication of Mark Brandvix. Mark, do you pronounce the D?
Yeah, you
Brandvix. Okay, Brandvix, Earthrise. For discussion only, Marilyn had to go do grandkids. So, if you'll come on over here for a moment. This first day of November 2023, we're gathered at Moapa Valley Community Center to recognize the creative talents of Mark Brandvix, to dedicate this one-of-a-kind sculpture called Earthrise into the Clark County's permanent public art collection. To mark this occasion, I'd like to present you with Marilyn's signature on a certificate of appreciation. And thank you very much. I'm so thrilled that you were born in Las Vegas, and if your dad taught band, you're practically a native to Moapa Valley, so. I look forward to the many gazers upon that little sculpture up there.
Thank you.
I tell you, Vern's story was the first story I ever heard when I came out here. I've lived here 8 years now, and I just crack up every time I think of those old farmers. After Michael walked out of the office, you know they just had a good laugh and got out their bulldozer, and the whole story is just heartwarming.
Yeah, legendary, yeah.
So I hope that brings some attention to have folks research a little bit more about the double negative because
Absolutely.
Its history is just so, so heartwarming, such a wonderful story.
Thank you, and I want to thank you folks again for coming out. And,
for sure.
Being part of the dedication.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy it for years to come.
Thank you. Continue to visit.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Moving right along, we have no planning and zoning. We have no general business, so comments by the general public. If you don't mind sitting and listening to my girls, they have some things to tell you first. Want to go first?
Chief Neal is here, and we had our meeting with the stakeholders for emergency preparedness for our valley. The town advisory board is very involved in that, and I've given them copies of the agenda. So they, for you of you that don't know, he's been working on this for a couple of years. They're going to create a plan hand in hand, I believe, with the CERT teams to take care of things in our valley, such as power outages and floods or things like that, and make it more cohesive and more smooth. And he's asked people from churches and other areas to come together and to help with that. So the town advisory board is involved. I have the thing. There's also this weekend, just so people know, it's their Pomegranate Festival, which is kind of a big deal with the Art Guild out here. Lots of fun things to go and see and eat, and Christmas is coming, so lots of gifts to buy. Also, there's a resource fair for people, and that brings a lot of different entities together. There's lenders and emergency preparedness and health and business and churches and all kinds of people will be there for any kind of resource you could almost imagine. So have people come down to that and they can see what our valley has to offer. Then next weekend is the Veterans Day Parade. It is going to be different this year. But this year only, we will have it right back down here on Main Street. The reason why is because we're going to be having that beautification project. We're so excited about that. It's going to be such an amazing improvement to our valley. So it is different this year. There's lots of information either at Ace Home Hardware, online, on Facebook. If you have anybody who needs me to bring hard copies, we're trying to get all of those into the veterans so they can get that parade lined up. It is going to be by the high school. The lineup is going to be off of Higher Street that has no homes on it, so it's going to be a lot safer. We're so excited about that. We can block it off completely while everybody's getting ready. And then it's going to go down to Gubler Street, and we have ingress and egress set up. It's going to be really fun. It's about 200 feet actually longer than the normal parade. So the veterans have been working really hard to get that set up. We want to thank Joe Davis for helping us in the beginnings part because it was kind of a surprise, and he had it already kind of lined up and organized and an alternate path for us. So instead of just coming to us with a no, he came to us with a how. So I want to tell him personally I appreciate that because that was very helpful to me.
Yay, Joe.
So we're excited about that. Let everybody know. And there's lots of information out there. If you have any questions, me or Darcy Bushman or their quartermaster, Philip, I can't remember his last name, are great resources for that.
Super.
And it starts at 9.
The parade starts at 9 this year. That was a veteran request. I guess it's been very hot, and a lot of parade goers, especially we have two big, huge groups coming out from Vegas again. The bands are back in. We're so excited about that. So we have kids in uniforms and things that I think that 9 a.m. start will be helpful for.
I walked a pig named Boris one year in the fair, in the parade, and at the very end, Judy came out of Sugars, and I went to hug her, and she had a glass of iced tea, and the whole thing of iced tea fell on the floor with the ice, and Boris went boom, and he just started rubbing on her feet and rubbing in the ice. So I do know that it can get hot out there. And thank you for being our representative on the.
I just want to personally tell Steve, thank you so much. I am so excited to have. In our meetings, I've said many times, I have done the wrong thing. With good intentions. And I think that he's creating a path for people like me who maybe I have a shirt that says I'm not bossy, I'm aggressively helpful, that want to help, but it gives me a path for that to go. And I appreciate that, and I think he's going to give us all of us a path and to give good direction to have things happen quickly and helpfully. And if an emergency does happen, I think our valley is much more prepared than it was a few years ago.
Indeed. Yes, for sure.
Are we still having the Welcome Back Snowbird picnic after the parade?
There is going to, the picnic will be at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Because also we don't know what where the construction will be here. I know that there's been some delays in materials and things like that, but we didn't want to have people downtown when it wasn't really going to be safe for them. So they're going to have the picnic there. There's also other events happening at the fairgrounds the same weekend. There's second Saturday. And there's a karate, or I'm not sure if karate is the right martial art. But there's going to be an exhibition up there at the same time. So there'll be kind of fun things to do there. Also, Christmas is coming, so second Saturday is a great resource. I think it's a good hand-in-hand for this year. And that the Chamber of Commerce would be the and Rotary would be the resource to talk to you about that. If you want to donate or volunteer. We could use some volunteers for the parade as well, so talk to the veterans.
Lori, can I get a hard copy?
She's not bossing.
Proposing them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just email it to me and I'll...
Yeah, Darcy has some big, beautiful posters, so I'll have them bring one down.
Lois.
Oh, great.
That's it. Yep. Jilly Willy?
Nope.
Airport
News, yes. Airport News. they did change the date of the official closing. The official date will now be November 6th at 4 a.m. The X's are going up on the runway. No TAMs are going to be issued. We will not see any more airplanes for about 6 months.
So weird.
No jumpers.
No, we'll have November 6th at 4 a.m.
No one falling out of the sky into my back 40.
So hurry up and get up there at 3 a.m.
Okay, so open public comment, general comments from the public. And the TLC girls weren't here. We thanked you so much for helping.
Buffet hostess ever.
No doubt. Young lady coming up?
Yep.
Oh, atta girl.
tell her your name.
Is it on?
You speak up.
Okay.
There you go.
My name is Callie Kinnison and I'm with TLC.
Callie, hang on. Judy, did you?
I didn't catch your last name.
Kinnison,
okay.
TLC would just like to report on all the community things we've been doing.
Super.
We had two assemblies, one in the middle school and one in the high school, for mental health. We had a speaker come. Mm. We raised $10,000 to have him come speak for us.
Woohoo!
And then around $1,200 for food for the community. We had an evening event after that, and we've just been working hard to promote mental health for the community.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Future leaders, girls, thanks.
Thank God there's some out there.
No doubt.
Yes. I did want to personally, and I don't know if it can collectively, thank our county commissioners for listening to the voices that were of concern for the new park and coming into a reasonable
solution
and a compromise, mm-hmm. and moving forward and creating that great service to our valley. So I just wanted to have that bring
absolutely.
To
it. Yep. And don't hesitate to drop them an email. That was very, very nice. That's going to be a little gem in this valley.
It is.
Moving a street is not the easiest thing. I help people do things for real estate all the time, and you know that as well. They moved a mountain. It wasn't an easy, just let's draw a line. They moved a mountain for us.
Yep. Okay, hearing no more public comment, this meeting, next meeting is November 15th. And Judy, do you already know you have an item?
Yes, you do.
So the item is my client, because I do a little consulting on the side. So, no? So it's either the 15th or the end of November.
It is. The 15th, we have.
You have an agenda.
I have two items.
Okay.
That's not the name on it.
All right. Well, I'll be talking to Judy. One of the meetings we're going to have Lois chair, because I don't know what's going on with our vice chair. He may be moving. And I just don't want any improprieties or anyone saying. So I'm just going to represent my client from out there, and that'll be that. So if it isn't the 15th, it'll be the end of the month.
But we are having a meeting on the 15th.
Though. Excellent. So we'll see you before Thanksgiving. Maybe Judy will bring more food! 7:14. This meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
What time is it?
7:14.